Greenland, a storm-ravaged territory in the Kingdom of Denmark. At over 800,000 square miles, it's larger than Alaska, but its population could squeeze into Yankee Stadium. A fearless team of U.S. gold hunters journey to one of the world's last great frontiers. As our planet warms, ice melts, and glaciers retreat, new ground is being uncovered in Greenland. Six determined American miners have traveled thousands of miles in search of one thing, gold.
One step closer to Greenland gold.
The Badlands of America. Each multicolored ribbon of land tells of a time far before ours. 75 million years of history, built up layer by layer. But the elements have no respect for the past. The forces of wind and water savage the land into ever stranger shapes. It is a blasted, water-whipped world. Nell Harper Lee ever wanted proof that fame has its drawbacks, she didn't have to look further than her childhood neighbor, Truman Capote. After her enormously successful first novel, she has lived a life as private as Capote's was public. As a child, Harper Lee was an unruly tomboy. She fought on the playground. She talked back to teachers. She was bored with school and resisted any sort of conformity. The character of Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird would have liked her. Rattlesnakes, icons of the American West, honed by millions of years of evolution. These serpents survive in a multitude of habitats. But it's the deserts where they truly thrive. Their predatory prowess is also their curse. Saddled with a bad reputation, they're persecuted as venomous villains, rounded up and ripped from their refuge. In 1903, 25-year-old Henry P. Kendall, a reverend son from Walpole, Massachusetts, was given charge of a failing textile mill. A pioneer of scientific management, his innovations turned the Kendall Company into a major international enterprise, which would eventually become Covidien.